I'm Pastor Myron Dom. At Northmar Church, we believe the Bible is God's holy word, given to us from God for our benefit. God's word gives us wisdom, direction, comfort, and conviction. As we expound His word verse by verse each week, we hope to encourage and give you insight as you walk one step behind Jesus. Thanks for listening.
Pray with me, pray with me. Lord Jesus, our hearts are yours. If that's true, say yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord. My heart is yours. It belongs to you.
Yes.
It's no longer under my authority, it's under your authority. My heart is yours, my mind is yours, my life is yours. My future, my past, it's all yours, Lord. I ask by the power of your Holy Spirit that you would break down whatever walls somehow get erected between me and you, Lord. Tear them down. Tear them down that it's wide open between me and you. Between me and you, there's nothing but peace and joy. And I follow your lead, and you have your way with me for your purposes and for your pleasure.
Amen.
There is no better place for me to be than in the center of where you want me to be. Jesus, have your way here. I thank you that we can glorify you, that we can sing about you, that we can tell others how good you are. Remind us today of how good you are to us. We need you, Lord. Can you agree with me, friends? You need them? Tell them. I need you, Lord. I need you. I need you with my whole life. I need you in every aspect of my life. I don't want to even try to live my life apart from you. Have your way here, Jesus. Have your way here. Draw us close to your heart. Make it real for us, Lord. We need you. In Jesus' powerful name, we praise him together. Amen, church. Amen. Amen. It's good to be in God's presence. Amen, church. Amen. Praise his name. Well, this morning we begin a summer series entitled Show and Tell. You know, back in grade school, the fun teachers had you do this every Friday afternoon. Remember this? Show and Tell. Kids would bring in stuff from family vacations, from explorations in the backyard, from crazy concoctions they made up in their kitchen. They'd bring in pictures or drawings or new toys. They'd bring in treats, and they would share it with everybody. When show and tell time came on Friday afternoon, you got excited in school. I remember as a kid wanting to bring my most awesome, coolest stuff I had because I wanted to share it. I wanted others to see it and to experience it and to enjoy it like I was enjoying it. This idea of show and tell is not unique to children. Currently, if you have a really cool experience, in the middle of it, what do you see people doing or what do you do yourself? Take out your phone, snap a picture, Snapchat it, tweet it, Instagram it, post it to Facebook, email it. You do something with it. You typically add a couple comments. Check this out. Isn't he awesome? And you just share that because you want to show and tell about the good things in your life. We all do it naturally. This summer, I want to capture this concept of showing and telling and applying it to the most significant, most real, most powerful experience anyone can have on this planet, and that is knowing Jesus personally. Is there anything more profound, more powerful, more peace-giving, more enjoyable than knowing when I sing to him, he hears me? When I talk to him, he wants to listen. When I go through difficulties in my life, he's right there with me. He's my Savior. He's my Lord. Is there anything better in your life than Jesus Christ? Nothing better. He is number one. For years now at Northmar, I've taught you about looking for slow pitches. where you, as you live your life, you look for opportunities where you can introduce someone else to Jesus. And you wait for God to kind of open the door or create the opportunity or give you like a slow pitch. And when he does, and here's, tell this person about me, you just kind of step in by faith and say, let me tell you about my Jesus. Well, I want to take that concept of slow pitches when it comes to talking about Jesus to others. I want to bring another layer to it. And that's this layer of show and tell. Because as you're waiting for a slow pitch, you don't just live your life kind of wondering if someday God might give me a chance to tell somebody about him. No, you live your life on purpose. And so every day, with all sorts of people, you have the privilege of showing the love of Jesus. And as you show the love of Jesus to people, sometimes they're going to ask you a question. Sometimes you might ask them a question, and it will lead to telling them about the love of Jesus. Show and tell. Let me break this down for you. Showing involves or equals action. Say it with me. Showing equals actions. Acts of kindness, being sincerely interested in others, giving value to those around you. Whatever moment you find yourself, you enter that moment and be a blessing. So let's make this practical. You're at the store. There's a long line. You're in that line. People are griping because the cashier is really slow. What do you normally do in that situation? Start to get frustrated. Start to look at your watch. Pull out and text somebody. Do some work while you're in line. And people are griping. Why don't you instead enter that moment and seek to be a blessing? And so when you hit that cashier, you say to her, hey, you're doing a great job today. It's a long line. It's a busy store. I've been watching you work hard. I just want to affirm to you, you're doing a great job. And then you show her your teeth like this. Show me your teeth. Show me your teeth. Let me see some teeth. You look. It's so much easier to look at you when you show me your teeth like that. It really is. When you give your smile to somebody, it's a blessing. When you smile at people and you just are kind and you show some warmth, it's a blessing. And we live in a world where it is dry. It's like a desert when it comes to blessings like this. Most cashiers get chewed out or ignored. How often do they get complimented and affirmed? Why don't you make that your new habit? Enter and bless. Look for a chance to be a blessing to those around you, to show people Jesus. Telling equals words. Say it with me. Telling equals words. Speaking an affirmation, expressing gratitude, complimenting someone, giving them credit. Other words you can use are questions. How are you doing? What's that? How's that happening for you? Tell me more about this. How can I help? Can I be a part of that? At times the conversation will evolve and you'll find it's like important or it's the right time to ask a question about where they're at on their spiritual journey. You may end up telling your story to them. We'll talk more about that next week. I want you to realize that show and tell involves often taking a walk toward someone. That's my next slide. Show and tell involves taking a walk towards someone. You've got to be intentional if you want to show and tell. You may be called by the Holy Spirit to walk across the classroom, walk across the lunchroom, a family room, a waiting room, a funeral chapel room. It's a short walk you take to show somebody the love of Jesus by caring for them yourself. A short walk that may end up with you telling them about the love of Jesus, that they might come to know him personally. After all, he is the best part of your life, right? Amen. As a follower of Jesus, I want you to think back with me. How did you wind up being in the kingdom of God? Of all the people on this planet, how did you end up being in the kingdom of God? Was it not that someone in your life took a risk to walk towards you and show you the love of Jesus? Maybe another person walked towards you and told you about Jesus. Maybe multiple people over a period of years showed you and told you about Jesus. And eventually, in one of those hearings, it clicked. And you said, I too want to follow this Jesus. People took risks, took a little walk towards you, did some show and tell. It's that simple. It's that simple. And it's something all of us can be a part of. Again, it was probably a number of people involved in your journey. Can you think of any of them in your mind? I can see a few in particular that God used at a particular time in my life to open my eyes to my need for Him. And I saw what they had in their life, and I liked it. And they told me about it, and I wanted to know more about it. Didn't that kind of work that same way for you? It does for us all. You see, show and tell is what the Lord does to help us see our need for Him. Sometimes you just get to show. Sometimes you get the privilege of being one to tell. Sometimes as you're showing, an opportunity to tell will happen. Sometimes you just walk into it. Sometimes you think this is great and you're telling that person and they yawn in your face and walk away. It's not their time. Other times when you least expect it, that person turns the corner and says, "Tell me more." And you discover I'm helping them meet Jesus right here, right now. Can I tell you, there is nothing more exciting than being in that spot when someone who hears about Jesus right by you as you're telling them and showing them says, "I want to believe." I want all of you to have that experience before you get to heaven of being able to show the love of Jesus to somebody and tell them about the love of Jesus and watch them respond. It is one of the most incredible experiences you could ever have in your life to see someone else open their heart and connect the dots to the heart of God. It all happens when regular folk like you and me play show and tell. It's really that simple. If it's important to you, you talk about it. Think about this. Whenever you get something new, you tend to wear it or drive it and kind of show it off. Look at this. And what do you do when people ask you about that new thing you're holding or wearing or driving? You gladly tell them all about it. You just do it naturally. Oh, I got this dress that, you know, Forever 21, or I got this new iPhone. Not me. I was looking at a young woman over here, it'll be me now. I got this new iPhone over at AT&T. It's got all these cool features. I got this car. I picked it up. And we gladly talk about the things that are really important and valuable to us because we're excited about them. This is the way it needs to be when we talk about Jesus. We talk about Him because we are really excited about Him because of all He's doing in our life. One of the best examples of show and tell is Jesus Himself. In the letter of Paul to the Philippians in chapter 2, that's in your copy of God's Word, Philippians chapter 2, we read this passage right here. Your attitude should be the same as that of who? Say it with me. Christ Jesus, who being in very nature God, did not consider equality with God something to be grasped or to be held on to, but instead he made himself nothing. He let it go, taking the very nature of a servant and being made in human likeness. And then being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to death, even death on a cross. Our attitude is to be the same as that of who? Jesus. So when you're in that storm line and it's long and the cashier's not doing as well as you wish she would and you're feeling frustrated, whose attitude should you imitate? The crabby person in front of you or Jesus? Jesus. You need to become Jesus wherever you are. You need to be the one that enters that moment and brings Jesus to that moment. That's why God has you there. There are people that only you know in this area and outside of this region that you have a connection with, and nobody else in this room does except you. They're there for a purpose. There's no random. There's no by accident. There's no coincidence. God is in control. He designed the universe to work on purpose, and it does every day, including our lives. When the Lord has you positioned with people, it's because He wants to show them His love through you. You show them every opportunity you have. This is what Jesus did. Imagine Jesus taking this passage we just read and imagine Him paraphrasing it to us. Imagine how He would say it to us. I could hear His voice saying like this, "What I did as I walked across that cosmos so many years ago, I want you to do. Every day, wherever you are, I want you to point people to me. I want you to love them and humble yourself and serve them and cause them to see that if they can connect their heart to the heart of Father God, it'll make all the difference that they need. They'll get His guidance and His love and the assurance of His presence. They will experience His grace. Is there anything better on earth than knowing personally the grace of God the Father?" Nothing. Nothing compares. Nothing compares. Nothing at all. I can imagine Jesus looking at us with pleading eyes and saying, "Don't share me with others out of guilt. Don't share me with others out of obligation. Share me with others because you're in love with me. Be so in love with me that you can't help but talk about me to others." This is the heart of our Lord. My friend, you're going to give your life to something. If you've already lived 3 or 4 decades on this planet, you are already in the habit of giving your life to something. You're going to give it to your work. You're going to give it to the seeking of pleasure. You're going to give it to the attainment of possessions or popularity, the acquisition of more power, responsibility, or influence. You're going to give your life to something. People always give their lives to something. Can I tell you today, the true followers of Jesus who get it right give themselves to Him. And as a result, they get His heart for people. God designed and equipped each of us to be different, and all of us are needed to do our part. Wherever you work, whatever your educational background, wherever your sphere of influence is, regardless of your age, regardless of your experience, regardless of any differences that might make you unique than the person sitting next to you, in light of all of those unique traits, qualities, experiences, and gifts that God's given you, He wants you, in the midst of all of that you do, to honor Him. And whatever you do tomorrow for work, to earn your pay, to support you and your family, you do it to honor Him. And whatever you go and whoever you interact with, you imitate Him by being humble and serving them in an honorable way. If they are your employees, you honor them with good leadership. If you work for that person, you honor him or her with respect. Whatever you do it to bring glory to God and to show others that Jesus Christ has made the difference in you and can make the difference in them. There is nothing greater for you to be preoccupied with than Him. And when you are, you will have His heart for others. And you'll begin to see them differently. When they irritate you, you'll see them as people needing more grace from you. When they disappoint you, you'll see them as people whom you need to forgive and extend His forgiveness toward them. When they delight you, you'll see them as people you need to thank God for. Do you see how this works? Every person is somebody that you can influence. The question becomes, well, how do you know when to walk towards someone? How do you know what to say if you're walking toward them and wanting to influence them for the Lord or show them the love of Jesus? How do you know how to do this? Show and tell involves trusting the Holy Spirit to guide you. It's really that simple. There are times when He will prompt you to show love. You may not have been expecting to do it, and you feel His nudge, I want you to show love to this person. There'll be times He'll prompt you to tell His name to somebody, point Him out to someone. There are times He'll tell you to do both. The Holy Spirit decides. How many of you, if you've attended church for any length of time, have felt guilty in church whenever the minister speaks about sharing your faith because you don't think you do it well enough or often enough? Have you ever felt guilty? Raise your hand with me. Come on, every hand. If you're not raising your hand, it's because you haven't been in church long enough. Because that's a normal experience in church for the person up here to make the people out there feel guilty about not doing it well enough or often enough. Can I tell you that I want to take the guilt out? Take it outside and never see it again. Because guilt should not be part of something so good. We don't need guilt as a motivator. We need love. We need to realize His love has made the difference for me. And I want to share His love with others. And I really do care about them. I mean, it's a person I'm meeting and knowing and have some kind of connection with in this moment. I want the best for them. And the best thing for them is to know Him like I do. And so I look for an opportunity to show Him off. And maybe even to talk about Him if He sets it up for me. I'm ready to do show and tell as He directs. When you trust the Holy Spirit to guide you, the guilt's gone. Because if He doesn't give you the opportunity to show some love, just keep on moving. He's got someone else that will touch their life at some other point. It's not for you to do today. This removes all of the pressure and all of the guilt, and you're able simply to look for opportunities to go by the GPS He places within you, God's positioning system, the Holy Spirit, all right, who directs your steps and says, go here and do that now. This is freeing. This is what I want you to do. Galatians chapter 5, this is the verse that brings us this concept. Since we live by the Spirit, say it with me, let us keep in step with the Spirit. To be in step means you're tuned in. You're spending time talking to God in prayer. You've been reading the Scriptures. You're engaging in obedient living. You want to be holy and grow to know Him more and be like Him more in your attitude. You're keeping in step with the Spirit. And so when He says, turn left, you turn left. You see how that works? I'll do that again. When you're keeping in step with the Spirit, He says, turn right, you turn right. You just follow Him. You keep in step with Him, and He guides you as you live your life for Him. So it doesn't matter what your job is, or how old you are, or where you're at on that day, or what you're doing. Whatever you are, keep in step with the Spirit. Jesus was talking to His followers in Mark's Gospel, chapter 13, about the end of time. He says, before the end comes, the gospel will be preached to all nations. I believe in that context, He's talking to people like you and me who have the privilege of sharing the good news all around the world. Jesus says in that context, do not worry beforehand about what to say. Just say whatever is given you at the time, for it is not you speaking, say it with me, but the Holy Spirit. As followers of Jesus, the Holy Spirit wants you to cooperate, stay tuned in, and cooperate with His promptings. He will show you what to say and how to say it. Here's the takeaway for today. Tune into and cooperate, say it with me, with the promptings of the Holy Spirit. I was at a wedding reception a couple weekends ago, and the DJ in this very small hall just had it booming with his two big speakers. And after about 2 hours, my head was starting to pound, and it was just intense. So I needed some fresh air. So I just left my table and grabbed a couple cookies, of course, on the way out. And I went outside, and as I'm walking outside, the first thing I hit is this blue haze, because the ashtrays were located right at the entrance of this hall, and there was about a half a dozen people just going to town, man, making smoke. And so I'm like, I need fresh air. So I smiled at him and just kind of turned and went the other way. And so I'm walking through the parking lot, getting some fresh air, and I can still hear, it's just pounding in the hall. And I'm like, I just need a break. And I'm getting some fresh air, and all of a sudden I see the father of the bride coming out of his car down the parking lot, and I see him lighting up as he's walking toward me. I'm ready to do this, you know. And just kind of go the other way because I was tired, my head was pounding, I needed some fresh air. But as I saw him coming, I realized if I don't change my direction, we're going to walk right into each other. And I felt the Holy Spirit say, that's right. You just walk right up to him. I'm like, but I need some fresh air. You ever argue with God? What a dumb thing to do. I should know not to. I'm like, I need some fresh air. And I felt him prompt me, you just walk straight into this man. So I did. I walked, kept walking, and sure enough, he turned a little bit and came right to me. And as he did, he blew smoke right in my face. Because that's just normal, right? That's just how it works, right? You know how this works around people that smoke. They love it, man. It smells good. And so he just, blew it right in my face. And as he did, I smiled at him. I showed him my teeth. I didn't go, "Rrr." I just smiled nicely, you know? And I said, hey, I stuck my hand out. Give me your hand, honey. And I said, hey, I am so proud of you and your wife for the way that you guys have raised your daughter. She's a beautiful girl. And I'm excited about her future with this young man. And he just beamed at me. That cigarette became unimportant. He just beamed at me. I thought, this is showing the love of Jesus to somebody who needs to hear it. Because how often in your life do people walk up to you, shake your hand, and tell you something good about you? Does that happen to you very often? It doesn't to me. It doesn't really happen too often for any of us. It's countercultural because it looks a lot like Jesus when you show a smile and show some affirmation and intentionally try to affirm somebody. So I thought, well, I'm showing the love of Jesus. And I could tell he was preoccupied. He needed to go. Right then, a friend of his came wheeling in. Hey, that's right. Your daughter, she's amazing. And he pulls out a pack and he lights up too. Boom, right there. And then he starts jabbering. And he starts going off. He goes, your daughter's so unlike most kids I see today. I just, our culture's going to hell in a handbasket. And I can't believe how kids act. But your daughter, she's different. I see a difference in her. It's like people don't even realize that someday they're going to stand before God and give an account. And he exhaled right in my face. Because I had turned to watch him just rant. And so he rants this. And at that moment, between two blue hazes right in my face, it was like slow-mo. You ever been there? Like where, like time just stopped. It's like, ooh. And I'm realizing he just brought up God in this parking lot, puffing away. God just entered that hazy conversation. What am I to do with this? And I thought, this is all happening like in a millisecond, right? But I'm thinking, I don't know what to say. Should I say something? Is this the right time to say something? I just wanted to get fresh air. Why am I here? I showed this one guy love, but now this guy just brought you up into the conversation. You want me to say something? This all happened, just that quick. I don't know what to say. And I felt the Holy Spirit say to me, say what you always say about that topic. Because remember his comment, people live like they don't even realize they're going to stand before God and give an account someday. Well, that's a topic I'm pretty familiar with. And I have a statement I usually say to that. So the Holy Spirit said, just say what you always say. So I just looked at him through the smoke and I said, well, you know what? I'm thankful that when I stand before God one day and give an account, I won't stand by myself because I have Jesus Christ covering me. Have you ever heard me say that in this church before? That sounds pretty normal, doesn't it? Something like, yeah, I could see Myron, because he says that all the time. So I just followed the prompting of the Holy Spirit and just said, just like that. This man was inhaling at that moment, and he kept on inhaling. And his eyes just went big, like, and I could see the wheels in his mind turning. And he exhales real slow and long, and he goes, yeah. Now, we're giggling here. The reality was, that's a pretty unusual experience for him to meet somebody in a parking lot who talks about Jesus Christ covering them when you're going to stand and give an account before God. Most people you know don't have that concept in the front of their mind. We do, because we talk about it all the time. But this fella here, that was brand new information, and his eyes were turning. And I thought, I just showed, and I just had a chance to tell. In one sentence. Right then, the DJ goes, and now it's time for the father-daughter dance. Well, the dad's outside with me. He's catching a cigarette. So this buddy goes, we got to go. They dropped their cigarettes and ran into the hall. I'm looking at those two cigarettes and thinking, now I get my fresh air. And as I took a step away from those two butts on the floor, I just said, Lord Jesus, thank you for the privilege of showing and telling. I didn't see it coming, but I honored what you asked me to do. Thank you that I could be a little tiny, tiny piece of the spiritual journey of these two men. Bring others to show and tell them more. That's a great way to catch some fresh air, isn't it? Okay? Because what it shows you here is wherever you go, God is wanting to use you to help someone else see him. I did not see that coming. I tried to avoid it. I just wanted to go get, you know, leave me alone. I need some fresh air. But the prompting was real strong in my heart and mind that I knew I just need to honor the Holy Spirit. Then when the word came, I didn't know really what to say. So in that moment, I'm like, help me say what you always say about that. And so I just repeated something that was very familiar to me. And God used it some way in these two men's lives. Can't you do that too? We all can. When you love Jesus and you allow his love to flow through you, the guilt's gone and the pressure's off. It becomes his timing with his people for his purpose. All we have to do is stay tuned into and cooperating with, say it with me, the promptings of the Holy Spirit. Would you stand with me, please? I want to pray for us. Would you bow your head? Before I pray, I want you to think for a moment. Think about your week to come, what you'll be doing, where you'll be. Are there some people that you know you're going to see that would really benefit from you showing them some love of Jesus? Can you see their name, faces, hear their names? Might God prompt you by his Holy Spirit to tell one of them about Jesus? Are you willing to cooperate? There'll be lots of people you don't anticipate seeing. You're going to bump into stores, restaurants, hallways, backyards, streets. Are you willing to be tuned in so that if the Spirit prompts you in that moment, you'll hear him and you'll obey him? That's a yes or a no. Would you answer it to him, please? Wouldn't it be awesome if he prompted you and you might find yourself standing in a hazy, smoky conversation and all of a sudden he shows up and you get to say something? Wouldn't that be awesome to be able to do that? It was awesome for me. Ask him to give you that opportunity. Let me pray for us. Lord, I do pray that each of us, because there's hundreds here that know you and follow you, each of us that are following you would be tuned into and cooperating with your prompting by the Holy Spirit. I can just imagine what could be accomplished. How many lives could be pointed to Jesus this week? How many times you could allow us to show and tell? Oh God, give us the courage to simply walk toward people, to be willing to follow your promptings. Guide us, Lord. And keep us from guilt, Lord, because there's many times where it's just not open. There's not a willingness there. I have that happen to me frequently. It's not the right time. But I can still show them love. Give us each the grace to show you all the time and to tell about you whenever we have the opportunity. We need you, Lord. We need you. Have your way here. I look forward to seeing what you're going to do this week. There's nothing more exciting than following you, and you're the best part of my life. Is that true for you, friend? Yes?
Amen.
Yes, you are. Yes, you are. So give us, out of a love for you and a thankfulness for you, give us opportunity to show and tell this week for your glory. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray together. Amen, church?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. As you go this week, keep your eyes open. Do some showing. Tell when he tells you to. Follow his promptings, remembering that we are loved. Walk in peace. We'll see you soon.
I hope this message from God's Word has encouraged you in your spiritual journey. On Sundays, we have an Inspire service at 9 a.m. in our fellowship hall and two Engage services in our sanctuary at 9:30 and 11. Come by and visit us. You can also check us out on the web at northmarchurch.com or simply download the Northmar Church app to your device. We would be honored to serve you in any way we can. May the Lord give you an increased awareness of His presence in your life.